Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. A pair of Kanye's Nikes just sold for, get ready now, $1.8 million.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I didn't mean to buy them. I was trying to order DoorDash.
Yeah. You know, I've never ordered DoorDash. I ordered a pair of Jordans for Matthew's birthday, but I've never done DoorDash. And I don't really order anything online until, like, last month. I don't know how to do that.
Is it true that Kanye West sneakers actually sold for $1.8 million? Is that true? Who would buy that?
People are crazy with the money they spend on sneakers.
I hope you at least sign them. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kevin Durant is back. Madison Bumgarner throws a no-hitter that wasn't a no-hitter. And Trevor Bauer and Fernando Tatis Jr. are America's new fun couple. And we begin today with the Padres and Dodgers. And last night's game where the Padres came back from 7-1 down in the 7th inning and won 8-7 in the 11th inning.
Epic.
The Padres took 3 of 4 in L.A. after the Dodgers had taken 2 of 3 in San Diego. Padres first baseman Eric Hosmer said, and I'm quoting here, "I think we certainly made a statement." Wilbon, do you agree?
No. No, I don't believe there are any statements being made in April in sports, in a sport that goes to October. November. So, no, I don't believe there's a statement. I watched 3 of the 4 games this past weekend, Tony. I was riveted by them. I loved them. I texted you several times to say, this is playoff baseball. But no, because there's actually going to be playoff baseball, and it's so long from now, you need a telescope to see it. So, no, this was entertaining baseball. The Padres have to feel better about themselves. Look, no matter how many times you sell wolf tickets and say what you can do, you got to do it in sports. And they did it. They have now, they won 3 of that 4-game series. They got to feel great.
Yeah.
But don't tell me it's a statement to the Dodgers or the rest of baseball. I'm not buying that.
So if you ask me the question about the statement, I say my answer is sort of a statement. The series went 4-3, which is the narrowest margin that it can have.
Right.
So it shows that the teams are relatively even. If you are the Padres, I think what you can safely say about you and the Dodgers is they're not going to roll over them like they did
exactly.
for 20 years.
Agree.
I think if the Padres want to take something out of this, specifically what they take out is that they won a game that a defending World Series champion should never lose. You should never lose being up 7-1 in the 7th. Never. Never. It's a terrible loss. I think the Dodgers know they're in a dogfight. I think this is Top Gun at the moment. But in terms of lasting, there's 128 games left,
yes.
So I'm with you. I will say this, though. You cannot begin or end a conversation about these two teams without talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. You cannot. Now, he came back in the first series, and he didn't do much. He did much in this series.
He had everything.
5 home runs. He hit 4 in 2 games against 2 Cy Young winners, Kershaw and Bauer. And when was the last time somebody went back-to-back like that against Cy Young winners? Oh, the answer is never. Nobody has ever done that. So this kid, as you have said for a year now, this kid is must-see TV.
Tony, I think he's the most exciting player I've ever seen. Not the most accomplished, not the best, maybe not even the most talented, although he could get in that conversation. But Tony, I'm sorry, I'm not turning the channel to anything when Fernando Tatis is in play. At bat, on the base pass, he's spectacular to watch, and I wonder how the Padres are going to feel. Like, they may feel superhuman when they get to a point if he's having an MVP season, but it takes a season, not a month. A season.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The subplot to this weekend's series involved Tatis and Trevor Bauer. Tatis celebrated one of his 2 home runs off Bauer Saturday by covering his right eye, an allusion to Bauer pitching against the Padres in spring training with one eye closed. Remember he said that? After the game, Bauer supported Tatis's right to celebrate. But later, on Twitter, he taunted Tatis for peeking at the catcher's sign, to which Tatis said, "Relax, son. Tone, whose side are you on after all of this?"
I am firmly on both sides. I love this. I've done a 180 on Bauer. I now love Bauer. The fact of the matter is, Bauer's not being a baby by saying Tatis peaked. Watch the tape. He peaked. Shout out to John Boy, who made everybody see this. Now, in terms of the dynamic between the two of them, Bauer's very calculated. He's doing this to troll Tatis. He's doing this to instigate. That's who he is. It probably works. Tatis doesn't have to worry about peaking. Tatis plays next to a great player, Manny Machado, who is utterly unlikable. And Tatis is utterly likable. And I want these two guys, Bauer and Tatis, to keep doing it.
It's fun. And so I don't have to pick a side. It's actually fun. It's back and forth. It doesn't even seem like each guy takes the other one seriously or has some great dislike. I think if you sat down with them, he'd say, you know, I kind of like Bauer, and Bauer would say, I kind of like Tatis.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Let me just say, I mean, I thought Machado had some important moments in that series. I know you've always been leaning. You've been trying to like Machado, but you can't get yourself there. And now you've bailed. Now you've bailed on Machado. I think Machado, Tony, his personality is a very important part of the Padres' dynamic and a part of this rivalry with the Dodgers. You have to have another fearless guy who's willing to be the villain. And Machado's willing to be that, so I sort of admire that too. But it amazes me how much time these guys put into this stuff they can put on social media. My God, don't they have something else to do with their time? Apparently not.
Machado is a great player. The Dodgers hate the Padres because of Machado and vice versa.
Yes.
And that works. In the American League, the Red Sox were not fans of Machado. I'll just say this, that when I see Tatis cover his eye or do that swim move as he's rounding the bases, because that's a move that Bauer has used. This, to me, is real, recognized as real. I agree with you completely that there is a mutual respect there. And the guy who ought to be happy about this is Rob Manfred, because he wants, let the kids play, right? Yeah. He wants personalities. Yeah. These two have personalities.
Natural stuff.
And I hope they are the face of this rivalry. Yeah. I hope so. We stay with baseball. Madison Bumgarner pitched all 7 innings of a 7-inning doubleheader game yesterday. He allowed the Braves no hits. He went 7 innings because that was all they were allowed to play, 7 innings. But Bumgarner will not get credit for a no-hitter because no-hitters are 9 innings by rule. Wilbon, is this the correct call?
This is the dumbest thing Major League Baseball's ever done. And Major League Baseball's done a lot of dumb things over the past 140 years. They've done meaner things, right? They've had greater agendas. This is just stupid. You, Major League Baseball, sanction a game that is 7 innings. And now you want to tell me what doesn't count. So a one-hitter in the first game of the doubleheader, that counts, 7 innings. But the no-hitter doesn't count. You're fools. You are fools. And because there are enough people out there that will just take it, don't expect me to just sanction it. You put on a 7-inning game, and then you want to tell me, no, sorry. This part of the 7-inning game doesn't count. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen from Major League Baseball.
So I would like to say that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but I agree with it 100%. I agree with it. This is a no-hitter. This game wasn't stopped because of darkness or Sunday blue laws or pestilence or lightning in the area or rain. This game was stopped because you said it was a 7-inning game. This is a no-hitter. This is not an artificial ending. This is an official ending. You owe this guy. You want to put an asterisk to explain it?
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
Me too.
But this is a no-hitter. Now, Madison Bumgarner, for his reputation to be burnished, he doesn't need a no-hitter because the World Series of 2014, he was the greatest pitcher anyone had ever seen throughout those playoffs. So he doesn't need this, but you're cheating him. You're cheating fans. You set this up, the 7-inning doubleheader. I'm good with it, but it's a no-hitter.
Yes,
and by the way, the Braves had one hit in 14 innings. No runs. What happened to the Braves?
Let me go back to something for a second. So you structure a 7-inning game. You structure it. You sanction it. You count every other statistic in it. And you tell the lie to me. Let me get really angry now. Is nobody large enough or have the cojones to stand up in a meeting in Major League Baseball and say, hey, fellas, this is stupid. You look like fools. You're lying to the public. You are lying to the people who play the games. We're liars. Is anybody, nobody smart enough or tough enough to do that in the Major League Baseball headquarters? Because that's what this is.
By the way, he gets official credit for a shutout. He gets official credit for a complete game. You got to give him the no-hitter. He played by your rules. Let's take a break. Coming up, if the Niners have really narrowed it down to Mac Jones and Trey Lance, who should they take? I think that's technically whom. I think that should be whom should they take, I think.
Oh, you're such an English major. KD returning. Does it fix the Nets? He returned.
No.
He returned.
He fixes them for one game.
His return was one great, game. Though. Wow.
Yeah, I understand.
Let's do a 21-minute show and just, you know, say it doesn't count. Let's do that.
And
let's
get nominated for an Emmy.
Shut it down. As we all.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time, where we try to work out your issues. Your issues.
I don't want their issues.
Let's see what's first here.
I don't even want my own issues.
Did Kevin Durant's successful return make you think the Nets will be just fine?
Well, Tony, it doesn't make me think that, because if he's not healthy and can't play in those games the way he played last night, then it doesn't matter. But what it does is we just get reminders now that even though Kevin Durant is coming off a lost season previously and just a gruesome injury, my God, when he's out there and he is ready to play and healthy enough, he's still one of the three best players in the league. And so what it does is it reminds me how great a Kevin Durant is, and that the Nets, man, if Durant and Kyrie and Harden are out there, it's just hard to see them losing to anyone.
It doesn't convince me that the Nets are all right. Unless you tell me James Harden was out there last night, and
he
I
wasn't.
Don't think he was.
He wasn't.
It was one game. It was 28 minutes. It was a great 28 minutes because you all know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Durant.
Yes, yes.
I get that, but it was only 28 minutes. When you get to the playoffs, it's 4 out of 7, 4 out of 7,
yep.
4 out of 7.
Yep.
It may not be back-to-back, but it's a long haul. It's grueling.
It is.
So Kevin Durant's got to be healthy through all of it. I am not convinced of that. What it does for me is it gives me hope. But I won't go any further than hope at the moment.
Suppose the Knicks have to play the Nets in the East in the second round. Your head is going to explode.
Explode. Peter King and Ian Rappaport are both hearing that the Niners are deciding between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. Who would be your choice,
Tony? This
Wilbon?
Is very brief for me because, you know, I'm not spending a lot of time on the draft coming up. I don't have a clock counting it down. Tony Lance, because of the improvisational skill. And we've seen that become so important in the NFL. I'm not saying Mac Jones can not do it. I don't know. I'm not studying his film either. But what we've seen of Lance is stuff like this. When you go, as they like to say now, off schedule, whatever the hell that is, Lance, I've fallen in love with Lance. I don't know if that's legitimate or if that will be sustained, right. But that's where I am now.
So I would take either of these people because I think they're both going to be good. It is very possible that, as they say, Lance has the higher ceiling and he's going to be a great player in the NFL. I'm going to speak right now from Mac Jones, and I'm going to tell you that I think he can be Bart Starr. I think it's the same university, yeah. University of Alabama. He reads the defense. He passes with accuracy. He delivers the ball. I think this kid is being very, very underrated at
really?
The moment. I know that he passed to the Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver, Devontae Smith. You think he'd have won that if Jones couldn't get him the ball? Jones in the playoffs had 9 touchdowns and no interceptions and won a national championship. I'll just say, I don't want to disparage Lance on any way. He played 1 game this year. That's a little dicey for me. And Mike, I will say this to you. The last time there was somebody from this neck of the woods who everybody said was going to be great was Carson Wentz, yeah. who I believe you despise more than any quarterback in all of football.
Tony, we've got history on small college guys succeeding in the NFL. Let's see.
Terry Bradshaw, Phil Sims,
and
Phil
Doug
Smith.
Williams. Doug Williams.
Yeah.
These guys got some Super Bowls between them. So I don't want to just throw out your boy Carson Wentz as the only template.
We've had enough of your issues. Your issues. You people. Let's take one last break. Still to come, an update on Aaron Rodgers' future in Green Bay. Rodgers!
And are Tony's Knicks going to make it 10 straight tonight? Knicks or Nets? You got to pick before May 1st. You got to decide which one.
Well, is Julius still playing?
No.
Is the captain still out there?
No, neither one.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 29th birthday, Aaron Judge. Judge was the toast of power-hitting baseball just a few years ago. He had a great smile in national commercials. He looked like the next great Yankee in a line dating back to Ruth and Garrett. But then he got hurt and missed a lot of games in 2019 and 2020. Judge's numbers now, they're okay, but nothing to film a commercial about. 246, 4 homers, 8 RBI in 19 games, 1 RBI in his last 8. And the Yankees are bumping along, tied for last place in the division. Is Judge being passed by younger players like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Ronald Acuna Jr.? But happy birthday.
Happy birthday indeed, Tone, but it shows you big, strong guys can get hurt too. He's only had one season where he played more than 112 games, and that was his rookie year. I mean, this is about injuries. You see that grimacing? You see him barely able to get to first base after a walk or a hit? It's too bad, because he should be one of baseball's big, charming stars.
Happy anniversary, Hal McCray. On this day, 28 years ago, the Royals manager went ballistic in the post-game Q&A with reporters after a 5-3 loss to the Tigers. McCray trashed his own office, throwing every single item he could get his hands on, including a phone and an ashtray, which cut a reporter. After clearing everyone from his office, McCray concluded with the classic line, and I quote, "Now put that in your expletive pipe and smoke it," unquote. But my favorite was the way McCray split up situation, putting a familiar expletive between the situ and the wation.
All right, how does this rank with the Billy Martin tirades that you saw with your own eyes? You were there for them. How does McCray's rank with his?
No, McCray went nuts. I mean, McRae was totally out of control at that point.
Billy didn't go that far,
It's really a classic. It's a classic. Happy trails, Kim Mulkey. The three-time national championship winning coach has left Baylor for LSU. Mulkey's from Louisiana, but this is not alma mater calling. Mulkey went to Louisiana Tech. Mulkey is the only woman to win a national championship as a player, an assistant coach, and a head coach. Plus, she has an Olympic gold medal, and she's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Her record at Baylor was 632-104. I can't recall a college coach of this stature in men's or women's basketball leaving for another school after winning three championships. And Mulkey is going to a tougher conference. This is a stunner.
Well, Tony, you talk to people and they'll tell you this is not necessarily about basketball. This is about other stuff. And as we have seen in women's basketball, some at the college level, more at the professional level, people are not going to keep quiet when they object to something, whether it's about basketball or something else surrounding that person. I don't think this is going to be the end of the discussion. I think there's going to be more discussion as we go forward.
I mean, when I first read this, I read it on the crawl on ESPN, and I thought it was a blockbuster. The first thing I thought of was, do you think Dean Smith would have left North Carolina
and gone someplace else? Yeah, I don't know if you want to compare those two, but again, Tony, well, these are different times where politics and culture of an environment created, all of these things are up for discussion, whether it's pro or con, all right? And so this is not the day of Dean Smith, who integrated lunch counters and who did things that rallied the people he coached.
I'm just wondering, how is she going to do at LSU?
And
the players at LSU, they're going to be that much different than the players at Baylor, who she recruits? One omission. Rockies GM Jeff Brittich stepped down. He traded Nolan Arenado. What, are you nuts?
And the Rockies are not doing well right now either. Let's do it.
Steph Curry had 7 threes and 37 points as the Warriors beat the Kings. Are you impressed?
Yes, with every single game. Like, once every 15 games, Curry doesn't have a great game. Every other game, he's extraordinary. Even by his standards. The Packers GM said today at a pre-draft press conference, Aaron Rodgers is the team's quarterback for the foreseeable future. What do you read into that?
Well, I think Jordan Love can get a cup of coffee and sit down for this year. I don't think he's going in this year.
Yeah.
I don't know about after that. Patrick Peterson, your boy, will switch from number 21 to number 7 with the Vikings. Is that okay with you?
I hate that Peterson's even on the Vikings, but he wore 7 in college. So fine. Shohei Ohtani will be the first pitcher to start a game while leading the majors in home runs since George Herman Ruth in 1921. That is a big deal, is it not?
It is a huge deal. You're in the same sentence with Babe Ruth. You're doing something we haven't seen. I don't know how you can't root for him. Last one, my Knicks can win their 10th straight and my Wizards can win their 9th straight. Both one or neither.
I feel bad for the Suns in the last game of a road trip in Madison Square Garden. Spurs and Wizards, I don't know about that one. Two to watch, Tone.
Out of time, try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
It's a no-hitter! It's a no-hitter!
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.